This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Whaley, my thoughts here, okay? Fair or unfair? I'll just read this to you. I tweeted this out. Tell me if this is right or fair or unfair or where you stand on it. If you're drafted 10th overall, you should be one of the best linebackers in football and only come off the field when you're hurt, period. There's no other story right now with Devin Bush. True or false?
True. Micah Parsons.
Okay.
Where was he drafted?
High.
Exactly. That's what you want. You expect to have impact. A 10th overall pick should have the impact of someone like a Micah Parsons. You need a guy that's going to make, as Tomlin says, splash plays.
Parsons was 11th or 12th, I think, right?
Yeah. So even
more.
Even more.
How much can he still lead? Because here's what I get from the detractors. Give him time. He's coming back. His knee was jacked up. Well, okay. Well, if you're out there, aren't you available and eligible? Like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to feel bad? Look, I feel bad the guy hurt his knee. But if you're playing, I expect excellence.
First of all, time doesn't make him taller. Lack of length is one of his biggest detriments. Size wins, speeds wins, size and speed dominates. He has speed, he doesn't have size. Now, in my opinion, you can't really, and here's what I'm saying. You can't be mad at Bush because he didn't draft himself at 10.
He wasn't going to say no when they got overdrafted.
So, I don't put it at the player. I'm just saying they overdrafted this guy for what they're getting.
And you make a really valid comparison to Micah Parsons, but Parsons lines up anywhere on the field. Like, Devin Bush is still trying to, in his third year now, I understand major knee injury last year and all, but in his third year, trying to master just his one spot, an inside linebacker, right, to the point where they're not even going to give him the green dot. Joe Schobert walks in and gets it.
Right. And that's where you can really start to struggle because physically, okay, like you said, he's coming back after a knee. But the third year in this system and coming from a system in Michigan that has some similarities, he should have that green dot and he should be that quarterback and making the maestro of the symphony of the whole defense and just conducting it. And the mental part of it should not be the question.
Well, sometimes it looks like, I understand the physical limitations, maybe with the knee, okay. But to me, it looks like he doesn't make real good decisions. He doesn't, like, he should be able to follow the play and anticipate the play, and he runs himself out of position at times.
The instincts, the lack of anticipation are some issues that are showing up because he's not, if it's, when you're scraping off tackle, there's going to be a hole right there where you can shoot that gap if you anticipate it. And make those TFLs. Look at all the tackles he's making. I call him, he makes plays, but he's not a playmaker. Making plays is making tackles 2-3 yards down the field. Anybody can do that. We need to make that play where he shoots the gap and it's 2-3 yard TFL. And that's that lack of anticipation.
Well, the Steelers have a business decision to make in the next couple years about what to do in terms of picking up his option. And the way it's the trajectory that it's on, I don't know how they can sell to themselves, sell to the fan base, sell to that team. This is the best thing for the future of this football team to pick up his option.
Totally agree. And then especially when you look at the things that transpired, bringing in Schobert, taking off his green dot, What are you getting for what? I always talk about ROI. What's your return on investment if you pick that up?
So, and here's the question then. Can he do enough, or what does he have to do is probably the better way to phrase the question, between now and week 18 to prove to them that, hey, when the time comes, before next May 5th, we're going to tell the guy we are picking up the fifth year.
He's got to start getting on the stat sheet, and not for tackles, for making plays that help you win ball games. Name a play that he's made that helped you win a ball game.
Okay, so by that standard, has Minka Fitzpatrick done enough to garner an extension beyond the fifth year that they've already picked up?
I said this on the final word. The biggest winner of the year so far has been the Steelers management in contract negotiations against Minka Fitzpatrick. Yes, because he's not playing well. And in my opinion, I don't think he's, and I said this, Chuck Knobloch, he just can't throw the sack anymore. His skills just didn't drop off. He is just not playing well. And it might be because they're moving him all around, or he's pressing because it is a contract year, whatever. He's still a talented player. He is just not playing well this year.
Why did it seem like he played better when he came in and didn't know anything and just went out and played?
Because they probably took a lot off his plate and did what they did with Troy. Go get ball. And we'll play the defense.
Do they need to go back to that then? I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, why not? It's successful. There's something to be said about what they call cat coverage. You see that cat? You got that cat. We'll take everything else around. You see that ball? Go get ball. We'll have 10 other guys.
It's much easier to do, though, in the back end or on the edge than it is at the inside linebacker position when you're supposed to be making the calls, and they can expose you, though, real easy in the run game.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm talking Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking Bush.
No.
But in Bush's case, too, they did bring him in because they have been crushed by tight ends for generations.
Right.
And he's supposed to be that guy.
I mean, I still see Todd Heap catching the football for 9 yards every time, and it just hasn't stopped.
Well, that, to me, was a fallacy in picking him because all tight ends are the smallest tight ends, maybe 6'2".
Right.
But most of them are 6'5". Bush is luckily to be 6 foot. Right there, it's just physics. You're beat already. 6'5 and 6 foot. Even if he's got a 35-inch vertical and a tight end's got a 30-inch, you're losing that.
And the vertical that I saw the other night when there was a pass dropped in over his head by Geno and in front of the safety did not look like a guy. And again, maybe it's the knee injury. And he's only, I get it, he's a year off the knee injury. And sometimes that takes 18 months to get all the way back to 100%. But he didn't look like the athletic freak that he was at Michigan or his rookie year.
But even if you are, you're at a disadvantage just from lack of length right there.
Right.
So,
Doug Whaley with us every Wednesday for an entire hour, the entire 9 o'clock hour. It's Wednesdays with Whaley. I want to get just a little bit into what the bye week looks like in the facility. How much change can actually happen? How much can you tear down and rebuild in the 5 days or so that the players are out of town and the coaches, I would presume, want to actually spend a week not sleeping in the facility? Doug Whaley with us every Wednesday here on the Fan Morning Show, Wednesdays with Whaley. This is the final segment of his visit with us, the epic ending presented by Xfinity. Check out the latest at Xfinity.com. How much can actually get done during this bye week, Doug? Like, if they have something in their system or in their scheme that they look at and say, okay, that's not worked at all in the first 6 weeks, do they spend these 5 days camped out at the facility trying to make things, overhaul things, or do they look at it and say, hey, we are what we are. Everybody, spend a couple extra minutes with your family this week.
The biggest thing you try to accomplish, and you hit it, two, one is self-scout, and two is the mental break. So what you want to, the coaches are going to sit there and look at tendencies, add the analytics, the tendencies, whatever you want to call it now, and see where teams are exploiting them, or sometimes the defense would look at the offense and say, hey, this is how we would attack you. And the offense looks at it, this is how we're going to attack you. Here's where you're exposed. And that's what you really want to do is find out where you can start making strides, incremental strides. You're not going to change the whole system in a week, but little things that you're saying, we need to get better at that. Another thing you want to do is get extra work for the young guys because you're going down the stretch now and you never know when you're going to need one of these guys to step up and contribute in a major way because of injury. Rest your starters and your vets. Get injured players extra rehab. And then the best thing that happens is just to get away from it all and take that mental break. because it's a, you're going on a long stretch now, and it's going to be a mental.
That's where I want to hit, because it's an 11-game season from right now. Normally, you're rewarded. And let's not forget the Steelers. People in this town talk like they haven't won yet. They just won two games in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't want to build them up to be Super Bowl champions or anything other than perhaps maybe a playoff team, but they have won two in a row. To the break aspect of it, what's the normal? Does he tell them on Thursday, hey, see you on Monday, get out of here? How is it going to work? And is it a reward thing? And is it based on where they are in the season that's different with their rest right now?
It all depends. It's coach specific. But when I was there, Tomlin was like, hey, we need to get away. You guys are, and they'll give them the schedule. They usually give it to you probably the Monday before the bye week or that week.
All right, what would you do with this team? Thursday and then done and then see you Monday?
See you Monday. Absolutely. Because again, the mental rest. And I'll say this. I'm going to go on a sidebar here. I want to give a shout out to all football families. The public doesn't understand how they sacrifice for the players, coaches, scouts, and everything. This is, and there's no woe is me. This is a great job. It's a great profession. But you do sacrifice a lot of your life. There's time that you're sacrificing. But even when you're there, you're present, but you're not there.
Right.
Your mind is always on something. So you're not able to give your undivided attention to somebody. So to have 3 or 4 days where you can look at your wife or your daughter and actually be totally consumed at what they're saying and not thinking about something else, that gives you enough finish out the rest of the
season. Well, it's why Eric Ebron was so mad at the NFL last year, because he had circled, I'm going to my son's birthday party out of town, and they shifted the game because of other people's COVID issues.
Yes.
And I could see where he was coming from. Yeah, I don't often agree with Eric Ebron. I agreed with him there. I had my date set, mm-hmm. and we had a party set, and it's because of someone else's, the Tennessee Titans, negligence, why we're changing this game. It's it's garbage.
You know, as far as I know, there's no practice today. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
So that's what they're doing. But coaches, don't they need a mental break too? It sounds like they're just
they'll go away.
They're right there.
They'll be there. They'll probably start weaning off their hours Wednesday, Thursday. By Friday, they'll probably be out of there by lunch, even if they go in on Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, they'll probably come back Sunday night for dinner and start it.
What if Tomlin is spotted in Baton Rouge? Then what happens?
Or L.A.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? Hey, start tracking some tail numbers.
I mean, you came and you threw.
Get the flight tracker out.
Get the flight tracker.
The first pitch you threw wasn't up and in. It was behind somebody, the way you came in today, just firing at people.
Oh, absolutely.
I totally disagree with you. I don't think there's any shot in the world it can happen. I appreciate the way you laid it out, Doug. But I just think that he is too comfortable in this world. And if we seek anything in this world and in this life, especially now after we've been through COVID, it's comfortability and stability. And Mike Tomlin has that.
He always says, I don't seek comfort.
Thanks, Jimmy. There you go. The hole-in-one crew coming at you.
If nothing else, you stirred up the conversation to the point where my cousin, who's an LSU booster, just texted me and said, what does Tomlin make a year? So you got the conversation going, Doug. I'll give you that much.
And what I always was taught is, if I always agreed with you, first of all, it wouldn't be entertaining.
Correct.
And then why are you having me on there?
Exactly.
Great discussion.
We love Wednesdays at the 9 o'clock hour because Doug Whaley, former Bills GM, comes in and hangs out with us for the entire final hour of the show, Wednesdays with Whaley. We'll do it again next week, and we'll be looking forward to a Steelers-Browns game, and just how healthy will the Browns be for that one? That'll be a conversation we'll have, I'm sure, as a part of our next edition of Wednesdays with Whaley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.